Hey, Chops is your winner today with Sexy Can I by Ray J, Throwback Thursday. How you feeling after that big W?
I'm feeling good. It's been a while since I've had a win. Well, I've got another one for next Throwback Thursday, too.
Oh, what is it?
Seal, Kissed by a Rose.
Okay, well, we know he won't win that one.
Wow, where's Seal been, by the way?
Or I was thinking Neo, Sexy Love.
That's not going to win.
Okay, I'll go with Seal.
Seal's not going to win either.
I mean, don't listen to me, though, because I'm always like at the bottom.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Beyonce. I'm sure that'll win today.
I had 1 week where I was on top, baby, and never again.
Yep.
It's all good.
It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Good morning, Liv.
I just want to give a shout out to my parents' friends. They're all listening in the workout room right now at their country club.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I got to be on my best behavior.
We love having Liv's parents here. I'm like getting choked up. No, I'm choking on cinnamon.
All right.
No, but I love having them here. They brought
Help
us lattes
her.
This morning. It was so sweet.
Give her done in by a cinnamon latte. Get her some water. I feel like you'll never be allowed back at the club after today's show. Yeah. But we'll see what happens. So I thought of Pork Chop when I saw this story, and I love you, bro. I do, but I get worried about how you feed your dog or what you feed them.
Oh gosh.
And I thought about maybe my wife too. And people that feed their pets, I want to know like how fat is your dog? 833-563-2539.
Dude, Pork Chop's dog came in studio a couple weeks ago, and that thing is thick with cheese.
Damn, boy!
She waddled in, and
chunky.
It was so cute.
That's a thick boy! You can see her rib cage sticking out.
Chops, you cannot tell me that you don't have a thick dog.
I got a thick rib cage.
I mean, I like them big, though.
I like a big dog.
My parents, okay, so this is so funny. They had two little Bichons.
Okay.
And they're little white hypoallergenic dogs. One passes away. I go to college. I'm like away and I come back. It has literally, the other one has like tripled the size.
They kept on putting two dog bowls out.
Stuffed sausage. It was it was Mo and Millie. Millie ballooned up I couldn't even recognize her. And my parents had been giving, like, they like give filet and like bacon, and they were giving whatever they used to give both of them to poor Millie. She was straight up obese.
Oh my God.
My mom's like, it's just her winter weight. Hey.
And my dog eats the best. Did we forget that my boyfriend, Hostage Boy, is a store manager at a pet store?
I was not bringing this topic up to talk about the quality of food, just the fact about fat dogs. 833-563-2539. Let me explain the story that actually prompted the whole thing that reminded me of you of this. There's a morbidly obese dog and has been put on a diet by vets after tipping the scales at 22 pounds. It's a Jack Russell Terrier. It's almost double the weight that they should be because of the love of Doritos. This dog loves eating Doritos, all flavors, and I guess she'd eat about a third of a bag every time the owner had some. Eventually, she started buying like the big family size bags, just giving her dog all these Doritos. It's like, when do you say no? Like, I think of my grandma, who like her dog is her life. She's kind of lonely. It's just her and my mom, and I feel like, oh my God, these people that feed their pets all this stuff, their dogs are so fat.
I hope Doritos, they are capitalizing on this, because this is great for that. Like, the dog cannot get enough.
I want to try to find a photo to show you guys while we're talking about this. But
what kind of that?
It is a Jack Russell Terrier. So it's only supposed to be, I think, like 10 or 11 pounds. But the fact is, it's double that weight. And I mean, it's cute and funny, but it's also not because, you know, you don't want the dog to have health issues. But the dog is like, as we were saying, thick. It's a thick boy.
See, I don't have a dog. But my boyfriend has a dog and I'm obsessed with his dog. We do not feed it anything besides dog food, and we only feed it twice a day. I think people who feed their dog from the table, as much as they think they're being kind to their dog, I think it's bad for the dogs.
And it is.
I mean, Chops, I don't know you're feeding your dog.
I do not feed my dog off the table.
It's your
on the floor.
Boyfriend, Hostage Boy might be or something, because that dog is very overweight.
No, this dog is so cute. Joe's just flashing a picture. It has like a normal size head and then a ginormous ballooned up white body, and it's so cute. I love everything chubby. Like, I love chubby babies. I love chubby dogs. I don't like cats, but if there's like an obese cat, I think it's cute.
He kind of looks like a walrus.
Aww. That's sad, though.
This is like the Honey Boo Boo of Jack Russell Terriers.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
McKenzie, gosh, what's coming up in the tea?
Well, Snoop is saying he's sorry. Plus, LeBron gives students the surprise of a lifetime.